The race to represent North Carolina's 12th congressional district promises to be an intriguing one. Incumbent Alma Adams doesn't live in or even close to the newly redrawn district. Thursday, she said she plans to move to Charlotte. Former State Senator Malcolm Graham said this week he also plans to run in the Democratic primary. WFAE's Lisa Wharf reports.
Adams has a predicament. Her home in Greensboro is about 70 miles outside the newly redrawn district. And so she came to Charlotte to let people know
that not only am I running for re-election in the 12th Congressional District, I've started the process of moving to the Queen City.
Her old district stretched from Guilford County down through Mecklenburg. The new 12th District only includes Mecklenburg County residents. Adams said Charlotte can't afford to go to the back of the line in Congress and that her commitment to the city runs deep.
Some candidates will ask you to have faith in them just because of where they live. But we've shown our commitment to Charlotte through our works.
She said she had a hand in securing federal funds for the Gold Line, light rail up to the university area, and a new control tower for Charlotte Douglas. Adams is in her first term. She was the front runner in the 2014 primary by a large margin, but didn't get many Mecklenburg County votes. Former Charlotte City Councilman and State Senator Malcolm Graham came in second, with most of his support coming from Charlotte. The new maps got him thinking it would be worth running.
My track record in terms of public service in Mecklenburg County is well documented. Every major project that this community has associated itself with within the last 30 years, my fingerprints are all over it.
Among those he counts pushing to get Time Warner Cable Arena built, advocating for the airport, and helping to pass state legislation aimed at reducing gang activity. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.